You are now listening to What's the Fuzz? A furry podcast that advocates for diversity, equality, and cultural exchange inside and outside of the fandom. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey Fuzzles, how you doing? It's Reiner, the Blue Dragon, host of the show. Welcome to What's the Fuzz. Whether it's your first time or your 100th time, I welcome you kindly. This episode was originally recorded on February 21st, 2021, and should be published around April 13th, 2021. Now guys, during editing this episode, there was actually another shooting. We've lost a young black man by the name of Dante Wright, who was pulled over for a traffic violation, specifically for having air fresheners hanging up in the back of his car. At this time, the police are claiming the cop that fatally shot him mistook their gun for a taser. He leaves behind a girlfriend and a young child. That's all we know at this time. There isn't a lot I can say here that hasn't been said already, and in fact, if there's anything to be said at all, it's covered in this episode. So I'll keep this short and say that we all need some support right now. Don't be afraid to reach out to each other or lend a hand in these trying times, but don't forget either that BIPOC folks are around 24/7, and not just during times of grief. If you only see us for our pain, then are you really seeing us at all? Support links in the show notes below. As always, I want to thank you lovely listeners out there for all the support you've given to the show, and I hope we can continue making episodes far into the future. Now, we're going to be discussing poverty, toxic independence, and personal privileges on this episode of What's the Fuzz. So, here we go.
So I'm sitting down with Rocky, a dancer and all-around viber, unafraid to say what's on their mind. Be sure to check them out over on Twitter, at OnlyRockyThings, linked in the show notes below. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Rocky. Can't wait to get to know you better.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for the invite. I'm super stoked.
Hell yeah, of course. But first, I'd like to throw out an iceberg question for you. You ready for it?
Shoot.
I want to hear the hot take. I want to know what your most overrated furry species is, in your opinion.
I hate to say it, because I am one, but wolves. Like, we're a dime a dozen. I swear to God, like, if you breathe sideways and somebody's, like, in a Twitch streamer's Twitch chat, you'll see a wolf. And it's like, hi, individuality?
But, exactly. It's always, like, a wolf with, like, one stripe that's, like, differently colored, too.
Oof, that's me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you out like that, but you started, so.
Hey, yeah, no worries. Like, I don't care, man. I know I'm generic as hell. I like literally made my persona like on Gaia Online back in 2008, right?
Oh, damn.
And I shoot some details for the first artist to ever draw Rocky to draw Rocky. And I'm looking around, and the first stock image that I see is this black and red wolf in a trench coat that has like really squinty eyes and is just like very angry looking at the camera. And I'm like, shit, I've already made it into Genericville.
Yeah. What can you do though? Sometimes it just picks you out like that, right?
Yeah. When life makes lemons, you just make sparkle dogs.
Honestly, I'm not much better though. I'm just a blue dragon, you know? There's a bajillion blue dragons out there.
I mean, it depends on the dragon. There's a lot of minutia when it comes to dragons, and I'm just recently finding this out.
Oh, yeah?
How like so? Eastern dragons, Western dragons, dragon hybrids, like certain like dragons from specific lore from like books and movies and whatnot. Like,
true.
Whereas with wolves, you got wolf, wolf hybrid, another wolf.
Wolf with wings.
Wolf with wings.
That's my yes. favorite one.
Oh my god, save the fandom wolf with wings. Fucking image circa 2008 circling around on Image Flip with Photo Bucket.
God. Well, anyway, we should get to the actual meaty part of the interview now. I'm sure our listeners are itching to know a little bit more about you. So, to get started, where are you from? How old are you? What are your pronouns? What's your ethnicity? And how would you describe your sexuality / gender identity if you're feeling okay with describing that?
Gotcha. Good. So, Like I said, I'm Rocky. I am from Indianapolis, Indiana, raised in Jackson, Mississippi, moved back to Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm 26. I'll be 27 in October. My pronouns preferred are they, them. Though I don't present it at times, he, him is okay. I don't mind it, but I would heavily prefer they, them. And I consider myself pansexual, wherein I just don't care. Oh, and I'm black as hell. So if you hear me say nigga like 8 different times in this interview, cool. Like, just for reference, what other ethnicity of folks do you see living in Jackson, Mississippi other than us? Like, you don't. But that aside, now, I'm an MC. I like to go out and spread positivity to the folks that I am interacting with. And all around, my whole goal in life is to make sure that everybody gets it as they sees it. You know what I mean?
That was a good intro. I feel like you had that prepared or something.
No, I work insurance claims. I talk to people like literally all day. So I have, I guess you can say, the luck to be able to just come up with shit off the top of my head between MC work and doing claims and me being in sales previous, like, my whole life has revolved around me just coming up with shit on the spot or describing things that I can't write quite like picture to other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you there. That's definitely a good thing when it comes to interviews like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, if it weren't for this type of stuff, and honestly, if it weren't for the fandom as an entirety, I probably would have not been social at all. Like, I'd have been scared shitless of an interview like this.
Jeez. It's not that hard, though.
There's a joke to be made there, but I'll refrain.
Oh, okay. We're not gonna touch that one. Okay, so what exactly is your main OC?
So,
like, they're just a wolf?
To be exact, a Northern Rocky Mountain wolf. And the pun was unintended. It kills me every time that I think about it, because if you know me and my boyfriend, we're pun machines. But yeah, Northern Rocky Mountain Wolf, specifically hailing from the Rockies.
Gotcha. And how do you feel you express yourself through them?
Well, I feel kind of one-to-one, I guess. I've been trying to mold myself into what, because just for reference, Rocky is who I want to be as a person. Like, I made Rocky in the pretense of they're like 6'2", X amount of pounds that I can't remember because metrics are hard. And they're an outgoing extrovert who wants to be friends with everyone. And at the time when I made Rocky, I was the complete opposite. I ran my mouth to a select few and kept to myself. I'm just kind of trying to grow myself as I grow my persona. And I feel like my persona is as one-to-one to myself as possible.
So did you say it helped with your self-image then?
Very much so. If it weren't for, like, Rocky, I probably wouldn't be confident in anything that I do. To an extent, at least, things inside the fandom and things correlating with the stuff that I've done whilst in the fandom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like seeing another you out there doing the thing. You can feel like you can actually do it.
Exactly.
It's like hypnosis.
Exactly, exactly. It's positive affirmation.
And what brought you to the furry fandom in the first place?
Well, interestingly enough, when I was in sixth grade, going into seventh grade, I got super bored and was really finding myself. We can't speak in regards to the details or, like, specifically what I stumbled upon, but one thing led to another, and I was like, hey, what are these furry things? I Googled furries, stumbled upon Wikifur, read through what is a furry, and literally was just like, hey, that's me. I identify with this. Maybe I should be a furry. Bam, we're here.
Damn. And how long ago was that?
Shit. How old am I? 26? Like 12 years ago? 13 years ago? Somewhere around?
It was well over a decade.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
That is a legacy you've got there.
Yeah, yeah. And someone made a Wikifur article for me about it for some odd reason, and it's been there and untouched.
So have you noticed a lot of changes in the fandom over your millennial of partnership?
The fandom has changed so much, mostly for the better, but I can see where it's coming. A lot of old heads are like raising their own concerns, but honestly, the fandom has grown exponentially. Like, there even came a point to where, like, early on in the fandom, I'm sure a lot of other Black furries can relate to this that have been around for a long time. Like, a lot of us were just afraid of saying that we were Black in fears of, you know, because we're like a minority within a minority. And a lot of folks would just like recess to their corner. And I came like at a time to where Xbox Live, like Xbox 360 Xbox Live was happening, and it was real toxic. So with the furry username coming on with having a voice of a whole ass nigga just led to a whole bunch more shit than I would have liked, even within the fandom, joining in on certain groups on Skype and whatnot. It's just like, yeah, I make a joke out of me being Black because people make jokes out of it too, so might as well ride the chain to popularity because no one knows who the hell I am. But nowadays it's come to a point to where a lot of the fandom is more accepting, and we pushed out those outliers that are racist and assholes. Aww. And people that say shit like that get like called out, so to speak. But therein lies a lack of accountability with the call outers who sometimes make baseless claims to people who have done nothing just out of spite. But usually those get swept by the wayside and eventually it'll mull over. But like, I'd say there's more good than bad that's happened over the years, but it's gone from small furry community to like extremely fucking large. Like MFF is huge now. Like FWA is enormous. The dance competitions. I was around when they first started the dance competitions at Furry Weekend Atlanta. And now if you don't have a dance competition at your convention, you ain't doing it right. It's pretty crazy. And I love to see it. Honestly, you really do.